Part 1. Left-click on these words to hear a sound file of Part 1. Introduction. Most people that write articles for magazines and newspapers consider themselves reporters. The information article writer, as the phrasing is used in this booklet, is not a reporter. He or she is an individual who is presenting information as a teacher. That is, their writing usually represents ideas that they either created themselves or learned as a result of many months or years of study. These individuals may get their articles printed in magazines, occasionally in newspapers, and perhaps more often in technical journals. Article writing for magazines is very different from writing for technical journals. However, there are some common elements and problems to both types, which will be seen throughout this booklet. The purposes of the two types of articles are not the same. Magazine articles are written to attract and entertain the reader. These articles try to involve the reader emotionally in the text. They are sometimes written like a story. Some of these articles put the reader into the scene. However, the type of magazine article writing that is discussed in this booklet also teaches the reader something, such as how to build a bookcase, the latest theories in physics, or how to solve a difficult problem. The journal articles are also written to teach the reader, but the readers are people who have technical expertise. These articles are not written to be entertaining. The journal articles provide information, which might be interesting, but that is not the primary goal of the article. Journal articles often present new theoretical frameworks, experimental results, and critical evaluations of other journal articles. There is a third type of article, which is essentially a hybrid between the typical magazine and a technical journal. Good examples are Scientific American, and the many computer magazines found in bookstores and newsstands. Before I continue this discussion, it will be helpful if some distinctions are made between several types of writing. Many people, who had a minimum exposure to the study of writing, believe there is only two types of writing, good and bad. The very basic rules for all types of writing are the same, but there are rules that differed from one style to another. A very brief discussion of six types of writing is as follows. Magazine articles. These articles are written to entertain and inform the reader. Magazine articles are written with a lead, the beginning words of the article that is intended to attract readers. Informal language is often used in magazine articles. Newspaper articles. Articles that report the news in daily papers are written also with a lead that attracts the reader. However, the most important information is placed on top. Less important information is placed further down. That is, as one descends the column, the information tends to be less important. Informal language can also be found in this type of writing. Formal academic style. This type of writing is the most restrictive. Every grammar rule is adhered to. Sentences generally do not begin with but, and or any other type of coordinating conjunction. Technical terminology is generally not used in this type of writing, unless the terms are carefully defined. As the name implies, only formal language is used with this type of writing. Technical journal. Journal articles are written with technical terms. The sentences may be longer than other types of writing. The passive voice is usually quite acceptable, and when describing certain procedures, such as an experiment, it is preferable. Split infinitives are sometimes considered acceptable in this type of writing. The grammar and style rules are essentially slightly looser than the formal academic style, but they are also somewhat more restrictive than magazine and newspaper writing in most, but not all areas. Formal language is usually utilized in this type of writing. The advantage to this writing style is it offers the flexibility needed to write very difficult descriptions in precise ways. Informal technical writing. This type of writing is similar to the above, except the language used is less formal. Sentences might begin with a coordinating conjunction, such as but, or, and, etc. The words you and yours might be used when instructing the reader. This type of writing is often used in popular books that teach something. Most of the books I read on magazine article writing were written in this style. In fact, this entire booklet is written in an informal technical writing style. This writing style is more flexible than any of the other styles on this list. It permits the most precise descriptions and allows for very detailed instructions. A hybrid of technical and magazine article writing. This type of writing involves technical words. The material in this category is written primarily for hobbyists, semi-experts and technically minded amateurs. It has some of the qualities of the formal technical writing used in journals, combined with the style used in magazines. These articles are written to inform and entertain the reader. Such articles are written with a lead that is intended to attract the reader. Examples of this type of writing are found in the computer magazines, National Geographic, Scientific American, and many other specialized publications. However, things are not as simple as implied above. Each magazine and each technical journal usually has its own unique style. This can be thought of as a substyle. This is discussed under the next heading. How to deal with the style-related requirements of magazines and journals. What makes magazine and journal article writing difficult is that each periodical has its own writing style. The style includes such factors as the perspective of the article, such as an article written from the point of view of a young single person, housewife, a feminist, a professional chemist, a biologist, etc. This point of view, in the literature dealing with magazine articles, is called the slant of the article. Each magazine essentially accepts articles with approximately the same slant. For example, a feminist magazine will usually only accept articles that support the feminist movement. The same term slant can be applied to technical journals, which have articles slanted for specific types of experts. Other style-related elements are the configuration of the article, type of vocabulary used, and many other factors. Thus, the ideal way of writing for a magazine or journal is to study the periodical extensively, over a period of months. In this time, the subtleties of the articles it publishes will become apparent. However, it will be necessary to analyze the style consciously, and duplicate the style in your article as you send to that specific magazine. Under ideal conditions, the writer should be able to answer most, if not all, of the following questions about a magazine he or she studied. The questions that come first on the list are generally more important than the questions that follow. 1. What are the types of articles published by this periodical? 2. What types of people are most likely to read this periodical, and what kinds of articles are likely to interest them? 3. From what point of view are the articles written from? What is the slant of the articles? 4. What type of vocabulary is used in the articles? 5. Are technical terms used? 6. What is the average grade level of the articles? 7. How many words long are the average articles in this periodical? 8. How many words are the longer articles? 9. How many words are the shorter articles? 10. What is the overall configuration of the average article? Such as how long is the lead or introduction? How long is the main text? How do the articles conclude? Does the sentence length vary from the beginning of the article to the end? 11. What are the overall configuration and length of the paragraphs? 12. How selective is this magazine? This can be estimated by finding out how much they pay for an article. The higher the price, the more selective they will generally be. In the case of a technical journal, the estimate can be made by asking the editorial staff. In general, the more prestigious a magazine or journal, the more selective they will be. 13. What percentage of the writing is in the passive voice? 14. What is the average sentence length? 15. How long is the average paragraph? Some of these questions can be quite difficult to answer simply by studying the magazine. There is a very easy way of answering the questions that relate to mathematics, such as what is the length of most of the articles or what is the average grade level of the text in the magazine. The easy method consists of the use of an optical scanner, text conversion software, a computer, and good quality grammar checking software. The optical scanner is a device that copies any material on paper and places it in the computer's memory. The text conversion software translates what the optical scanner copied into standard text, which allows the user to store it in word processing software. This translation process allows the use of grammar checking software. Such software does a lot more than check grammar. Most high-quality grammar checking software can automatically perform the calculations needed to answer all of the following questions. The questions that follow were taken from the above list. The remainder of the questions on the original list must be evaluated with human faculties. 6. What is the average grade level of the articles? 7. How many words long are the average articles in this magazine? You would get the total word count of all the articles you placed in the system. Then you would have to divide by the number of articles you put in the system to get the average. This also applies to the two questions that follow, if more than one article is used for an average. 8. How many words are the longer articles? 9. How many words are the shorter articles? 13. What percentage of the writing is in the passive voice? This is given in a precise percentage with the software I use, which is called Correct Grammar. 14. What is the average sentence length? 15. How long is the average paragraph? With the software I use, you have to divide the number of words by the number of paragraphs manually to get the answer. Good grammar checking software can answer a number of additional questions as can be seen below. The computer evaluated the text in this booklet as follows. Note, this ebook was edited slightly when it was converted into a website. The statistics you see below are for the original material. Correct grammar readability analysis for CWP 51 document or write. Paragraphs 161 sentences 566 words 9679 syllables 15,933. Sentences/paragraph 3.5 words/sentence 17.1 letters/word 5.1 syllables/word 1.64. 209 passive sentences 36% long sentences 0. Misspelled words 0. Other errors corrected 0. Sentences hard to read 0. Flesh readiness score 50.2. Standard grade level required 12.9% U.S. adults who understand 69. Flesh Kincaid grade level 10.5. Gunning fog index 13.9. Under ideal conditions, computer analysis of your article should match the average computer analysis obtained from the articles in the magazine you are sending your work to. And of course, the human evaluations should also match. If there is not a match, it is advisable that you emphasize your willingness to rewrite the entire article to meet the requirements of the editor. The article should appear to be a single unit. The main body of the article should generally consist of paragraphs that appear to be connected into one unified verbal structure. This generally applies to both magazine and journal articles, as well as most types of writing. That is, the good article writer wants to avoid a string of paragraphs that do not appear to be a single unit. However, in the writing process, paragraphs are often written as separate units and then placed into specific sections of the article. This writing method has many advantages, especially when you are not sure how to write certain sections of the article when you start the work. Thus, the problem is how to connect the paragraphs into a single unit, which we call the article. In the following paragraphs, there are a number of techniques that can be used to solve this problem. To connect two paragraphs, change the last sentence of the first paragraph and/or the beginning sentence of the second paragraph in such a way as to create a connection between the two paragraphs. Other paragraphs can be added to this two-paragraph unit in the same manner as described above until the entire article is a single unit. The advantage to this method is it allows you to write the article in sections. It gives the writer the freedom to think out his ideas in separate fragments on the computer screen, and then edit and rearrange the text with the cut and paste functions of the computer. This method also allows the writer to make good use of outlines. There is only one disadvantage with this technique. It is time-consuming. Another method that can be used to connect paragraphs is to use transitional paragraphs as connecting links. This method has all the advantages of the above. But what is a transitional paragraph? A transitional paragraph is a paragraph that is usually short, and its beginning sentences are written so it connects directly with the paragraph above it. The last few sentences or words of a transitional paragraph are written to connect the paragraph below it. The disadvantage to this method is it may require more words to write your article and it is time-consuming. One method of getting paragraphs that fit together perfectly is to start writing, ideally at the beginning of the article, and continue writing until the end of the article. In this writing process, each sentence is carefully written to relate to the previous sentence until the article is completed. With this technique, you may find that the entire article is only 1 to 3 excessively long paragraphs. This can easily be corrected by breaking up the large paragraphs into smaller ones. The result of this writing method is the entire article generally appears that it was created from the ground up as a single unit, which is precisely the way it was built. Another advantage to this method is it is very efficient. Very little editing is needed. Thus, much time and effort is saved. The disadvantage of this technique is it takes a considerable amount of skill and you must have a very good idea of what you want to write about. With this technique, you do not rearrange the paragraphs because that would interfere with the connecting links of the paragraphs. A modified version of the above is to write portions of the article that are several paragraphs in length as single units. Then these units must be connected into a single article by modifying the last sentence and/or the first sentence of each unit so they appear to be a single structure. The individual units can also be connected with transitional paragraphs. Another way of connecting these multiple paragraph blocks of text is to place a subtitle, which relates to the entire article, on top of them, but this might not be acceptable to all editors. Most of this booklet was written with the ideas described in this paragraph. Paragraphs that present different aspects of the same basic idea can be connected with an introductory paragraph, which contains one general unifying statement, such as a thesis. This format is used in certain basic essays. It was used to connect the above 6 paragraphs. The focus of magazine and journal articles. There are 2 basic types of articles, with respect to the concept of focus. One is the general article that has a broad focus. A good example of this is found in encyclopedia entries. These articles cover many different points of a topic. Magazine and journal articles generally should not be written with a broad focus, like encyclopedia entries. Magazine articles generally should be narrowly focused on a specific idea. For example, instead of writing an article on how to build furniture, write an article on how to build a specific piece of furniture, such as a bookcase. The broader topic, how to build furniture, might be fine for a book. The focus of the article will be considered more interesting by most editors and readers of magazines, if it includes one or more individuals. This generally does not apply to journal articles, where such a focus might be considered highly inappropriate by the journal's editorial staff, unless the article was about a case history involving psychology or a related field. For example, instead of writing how to build a bookcase, you can write how you solved your problem with stored space by building a wall-to-wall bookcase. In this case, you are the person. If you write about a major scientific discovery, it will be considered more interesting by magazine editors if you write about the scientist and how he or she made the discovery. Of course, it is not always feasible or appropriate to involve a person in an informational article. However, if there is a person involved, in a way that is appropriate to the text, the article will probably have a better chance of getting published. An alternative method is to use the reader as a person. An example is writing an article on how you and your family can solve your storage problems by building a wall-to-wall bookcase in a team effort. The word you refer to the readers. Another way of involving people in your writing is to use hypothetical individuals, which is only appropriate for certain types of articles, which usually involve human behavior science. In such cases, you must clearly indicate that the individuals are hypothetical and give them names. Then the hypothetical individuals are used in explanatory examples. Of course, this would not be considered as interesting as discussing real people. It should be noted that in most highly intellectual and textbook-related writing, people and theories are often kept separate, unless the subject involves human behavior science. For example, if you look up the theory of relativity in the encyclopedia, the article is generally totally focused on the theory, with a brief acknowledgement about Einstein. On the other hand, if you look up Einstein, very little is explained about his theories. But keep in mind, this is not the way to write magazine articles. It is the way to write encyclopedia entries. How to write a good title. Titles are important because they encourage the editor and ultimate purchaser of the periodical to read the article. In journals, the title can inform the reader what material is contained in the article. Titles can help people find the article, after it has been published, by means of a library or computer search. This is more true with journal articles, which have longer and more precise titles. With magazines, the title is often changed by the editor, if the article is published. However, the primary purpose of the title for a magazine article should be to encourage the editor to read your work, which is a primary part of getting your manuscript published. Magazine and journal titles are generally quite different. Magazine titles are usually short and catchy, and might not totally indicate what is in the article. They sometimes present a mystery to the potential reader. They are often designed to stimulate the curiosity of anyone who sees the title. Journal titles are essentially just the opposite. They are long, and often precisely describe what is in the article. Journal titles can be quite clumsy, but they serve very specific purposes quite well, which are informing the potential reader of what is in the article, and they facilitate library and computer searches. The one way to create a title for an article is to create a preliminary title first, and as you write, you might think of a better title. The final title should be only considered when the entire work is completed. Sometimes creating a number of titles, such as in a brainstorming effort, can produce the best results. The title for a magazine article should stimulate curiosity, be fairly short, and describe some interesting aspects of the article. The title for a journal article should precisely reflect what is in the article, or at least come close to this ideal. This is not too difficult to achieve because the title can be quite long. The lead of a magazine article. The lead of the article is the first introductory words, which are written to attract the reader. These words also attract the editor, who decides whether or not the article gets published. Thus, in magazine articles, the lead can be quite important. The questions that you should ask yourself about your lead are as follows. Does your lead stimulate curiosity? Does your lead stimulate interest? Does your lead indicate why it is important for the potential reader to read the article? In general, will your lead encourage the potential reader to read the entire article? Introductory paragraphs. There can be a single introductory paragraph in a very short article, which can also be thought of as the lead. In longer articles, there may be several paragraphs that introduce the article. The introductory paragraphs should do just what the term implies. The reader should have a good idea about what the remainder of the article is about after reading these paragraphs. Just like the title and the lead, the introductory paragraphs should stimulate interest in the remainder of the article. The main body of the article. This applies to both magazine and journal articles. The body of the article is a section that comes after the introduction and before the conclusion. It contains most of the information of the article. In this section, the ideas, relationships, examples, and other related information is presented. The main body can be thought of in terms of sections, which introduce different aspects of the topic. The concluding paragraph. This mostly applies to magazine articles, but in some cases it can apply to journal articles also. It is difficult to describe what constitutes a good conclusion, because it depends on the specific article and the style requirements of the magazine. Max Gunther states in his book Writing the Modern Magazine Article, 4th edition, 1982, p. 133, that there is only one law about the endings of magazine articles: they must be satisfying. Writing conclusions is partly an art, as writing is in general. Thus, there is no precise set of instructional steps that can convey precisely how to write a good conclusion. The general thinking pattern needed to write good conclusions can possibly be conveyed with one or more of the statements on the list that follows at the end of this paragraph. Note, the statements on the list do not have a precise instructional meaning, because we are dealing with an art. The idea is for the writer to follow these statements in a creative sense. This means he or she must more or less create his own meaning, and see if the thinking flowing from that meaning helps him write good conclusions. If one statement does not work, try the next one on the list. If they all do not work for you, modify the wording and/or your thinking in such a way that the modified statement helps you produce good conclusions. The statements might also help with other aspects of writing, and are as follows. Think of the beginning of your article as a question, the main body as information, and your conclusion as an answer to the question. While keeping this idea in mind, write your conclusion. I use this to write the conclusion to this booklet. The conclusion that resulted suggested an excellent description of the booklet in terms of questions, which was presented on the first page. Think of the very first words of your article as a starting point in physical space. Imagine that the main body is the distance you traveled, and think of the conclusion as your final destination. Then, describe your final destination in such a way that it produces a satisfying ending for your article. Think of your article as a set of statements that logically results in a conclusion. What conclusion do the introductory and middle paragraphs logically lead to? Thus, you can write a conclusion with this idea in mind. Think of each sentence in your article as a series of sequential steps. When it comes time to write the conclusion, ask yourself what are the remaining steps. Then try to develop a conclusion with this thought in mind. Another technique, which can be used with the above method, is presented in this paragraph. Writing a good conclusion can be done by following one of the statement suggestions on the list at the end of this paragraph, in such a way as to convey a satisfying ending to your article. Keep in mind that you are dealing with an art, and you can create poor quality conclusions with any of these suggestions, if you are not careful and artistic in your efforts. Of course, the idea is to select the suggestion on the list that is appropriate to the article you are writing. The suggestions for writing conclusions are as follows. Summarize the information you presented in different wording. Suggest corrective action to a problem. Show that there is hope. Indicate that it is necessary to be realistic and accept a problem or human limitations. Restate the primary point of your article. Introduce a new fact that connects the information you already presented into a unified whole. Tell an antidote. Restate your lead in different words, perhaps with some reinforcement. Connect your closing statements to the previous paragraph. Wish the reader luck on the do-it-yourself project that you explained in the main body of your article. State that we, the scientific community, social scientists, the human race, etc., are still searching for answers. Say in conclusion, state your hopes for the future.